This is a Beautiful Mars podcast for Wednesday, September 21st, 2016, from HiRISE, on board NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. A dominant driver of surface processes on Mars today is wind activity. In many cases, sediment from this activity is trapped in low-lying areas such as craters. Aeolian features in the form of dunes and ripples can occur in many places on Mars, depending upon regional wind regimes. The Cerberus fossae are a series of discontinuous fissures along dusty plains in the southeastern region of Elysium Planitia. This rift zone is thought to be the result of combined volcano-tectonic processes. Dark sediment has accumulated in areas along the floor of these fissures, as well as inactive ripple-like wind-made bedforms known as transverse aeolian ridges, or TAR. Viewed through high-rise infrared color, the basaltic sand lining the fissure's floor stands out as deep blue against the light-toned dust covering the region. This, along with the linearity of the fissures and the wave-like appearance of the TAR, give the viewer an impression of a river cutting through the Martian plains. However, this river of sand does not appear to be flowing. Analyses of annual monitoring images of this region have not detected aeolian activity in the form of ripple migration thus far. This complicated area contains various types of channels, pits, and fractures. We can determine the relative ages of the pits and channels based on which features crosscut others. Older channels appear smooth-edged and shallow. Younger channels and pits are deeper and more sharp-edged, as well as less sinuous than the shallower channels. What caused this array of various channels and intersecting pits? This region is covered in vast lava flows. The collapse pits here may be collapsed lava tubes, or where overlying rock drained into voids created by extensional faulting. The older, smoother channel that seems to source from this region may have carried an outflow of groundwater. It continues on for over 100 kilometers. The orientation and shapes of these features make an interesting geological puzzle. This image shows a circular impact crater and an oval volcanic caldera on the southern flank of a large volcano on Mars called Pavonis Mons. The caldera is also the source of numerous finger-like lava flows and at least one sinuous lava channel. Both the caldera and the crater are degraded by wind erosion. The strong prevailing winds have apparently carved deep grooves into the terrain. When looking at the scene for the first time, the image seems motion blurred. However, upon a closer look, the smaller young craters are pristine, so the image must be sharp and the blurriness is due to the processes acting on the terrain. This suggests that the deflation-produced grooves, along with the crater and the caldera, are old features, and deflation is not very active today. Alternatively, perhaps these craters are simply too young to show signs of degradation. This deeply wind-scoured terrain type is unique to Mars. Wind-carved, streamlined landforms on Earth are called yardangs, but they don't form extensive terrains like this one. The basaltic lavas on the flanks of this volcano have been exposed to wind for such a long time that there are no parallels on Earth. Terrestrial landscapes and terrestrial wind patterns change much more rapidly than on Mars. The rotational axis of Mars is currently tilted by about 25 degrees, very similar to that of the Earth. However, while Earth's axial tilt, also known as obliquity, tends to change very slightly over time, the obliquity of Mars is much more chaotic and varies widely. The fact that it is currently similar to that of the Earth is merely a coincidence. Currently, water ice is stable on the Martian surface only in the polar regions. However, during times of high obliquity, that stability shifts towards the equatorial regions. We see evidence for recent periods of high obliquity on Mars in the form of features common in the mid-latitude regions, which planetary scientists call viscous flow features, lobate debris aprons, or lineated valley fills. We now know from radar observations that these features are really composed of mixtures of pure ice and dust. The main reason that these features are still present for us to observe nowadays, despite the inhospitable conditions for water ice in these latitudes, is that these glaciers are covered by thin layers of dust, which protect them from the atmosphere of Mars and prevents, or significantly slows down, the loss of ice through sublimation to the atmosphere.
You can see these images and more at uahighrise.org.